I love this song. This is My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
We'll get into why we're playing this song in a little bit, but this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. Today we've been talking about the breaking news earlier this hour. The Senate leaders are investigating the Madison election part of the election because the legislative, whatever, there's another election investigation, and hooray for them.
The first half a dozen haven't been good enough, so they're going to just keep going until they find the answers they're looking for.
They're always going to keep moving the goalposts because this also makes it seem like they're doing something when they're actually not, because they're not getting things done, like, I don't know, confirming the new
chair of the Natural Resources Board.
And instead of leaving Fred Durst praying, sitting there. Fred Durst.
All the names.
Will Durst is awesome. Fred Durst is not so awesome. And Fred Prehn is definitely not awesome. Because he's, again, enacting policies that have led to things like, I don't know, French Island, who is surrounded by fresh water, supposedly, can't drink their own fresh water, so we're supplying them with bottled water. Way to go, us.
We're doing a great job.
Great Lakes.
Yeah.
But also, the reason they're doing it is so that some companies can save a couple of bucks.
Yeah, they don't want the regulations, and they don't want to have to deal with the potentially even litigation.
And you know what happens when you cut corners and you cut budgets and you try and make sure that things go smoothly? Just, you know, oh, we don't know. People die. Literally, people die. And it happened on the set of the latest Alec Baldwin flick that he was shooting. I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. But first...
But
we
you can be
calls.
Unlike Fred Prehn, and you can be awesome by calling into this great show, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, 844-967-2789. Up first, Dick from Madison, you've been waiting patiently. What is on your mind today, Dick?
Well, John Menard's got to have somewhere to dump his junk, right?
Oh, and, yeah.
Soon they'll be taking up something really important, too. I can see it coming, guys. What decorations can go on a Christmas tree?
Oh, that's going to be important. I hope they use the devil's garland they stole from us from last year.
I was going to say, we haven't even concluded the 2020 saga of that one.
Yeah, I'm still in litigation. I'm not sure. I think I'm supposed to be seen sometime soon. But anyway, point is, speaking of open records requests, we asked them, where did you get this garland? Can you give us any sort of, how did you get your permits for your tree? Why couldn't we have our tree, and what happened to our garland? And they didn't respond to any of it.
The question for you on the breaking news, though, which state senator must have went on a plane ride with the former president? Because that's how Voss ended up starting all this stuff in the first place. In all of this, I can hear an old Jackson Browne song in the background. Lawyers in love. That's the only people coming out of this with anything.
Well, yeah, they're going to get paid by taxpayer dollars. If you're a lawyer willing to investigate your own state, you're going to make
lawyers in love.
If only they were publicly held corporations, I would go and buy stock in them. Congratulations, you guys. You're going to make out every single time. That's really, really good. Honestly, the plane ride with Donald Trump, I'm assuming, was implied. Because they're doing it anyway.
I don't think it was necessary, though, Dick, because wasn't it State Senator Chris Capenga that was like, your pen compared to mine is like Thor's hammer compared to a bobby pin or something like that.
Yeah, that's the guy who worships
Trump
like
Thor.
That's really good.
He got on a plane with his Trump mask and Trump socks and was like writing love letters to say, please don't hate us.
So really, Capenga wasn't like, oh, we need to investigate, or oh, Madison is a jerk. They were like, but okay, Voss got to go on a plane with him, and maybe if I do an investigation, I get to go on a plane with him too. Please, Thor, please, can I go on a plane? Oh my goodness. Dick, thank you for your call. I really appreciate that thought. Oh, Capenga dreaming. Just dreaming.
That's what he's looking for. He's begging for the plane ride he wants to get the adult Happy Meal and a ride off to the closest Trump rally.
You know,
that's what it is.
So Voss comes off. He tells Capenga, you know what? The stirrers on there are real. They're not even plastic. They gave me a stir, and it wasn't even plastic. And Capenga was like, oh, my God, I want to do it. Oh, please. Oh, what a bunch of sniveling whiners. All right, let's go to Mark from the SAG. How you doing, Mark?
Yeah, well, it's pretty good. You know, what did they used to call illegitimate children? Maybe that should just call
Fred Prynne that using the B word.
Illegitimate is really a good term for him because, you know, I used to do a monologue to that.
Just a freak that, it's kind of bringing a harsh in my buzz from Saturday night because I was at the show, the big show.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. But it is just disgusting. I mean, and make Fred Prynne drink the water that the people on the island there can't drink because of the contamination there. Make the folks at WMC drink the water. Make the lobbyists drink the water. I mean, see how.
But
they
you can't make them put anything into their body. That's the whole point of being them.
Yeah, and that's just it's just sad. I mean, that guy is doing this and. You know, they're going to be going after the women folk and because they want to, make it, make women have to, bear their rapist child and think that's just fine. And it is just, gerrymander is such that, they'll never lose. And if they disagree with an election, they can set aside the results, because they can claim, they claim some kind of fraud. Well, the fact of the matter is that Scott Walker Scott Walker, the first Scott Walker investigation, I mean, there was shenanigans going on in his county office.
Yeah.
Where his county officials were conducting campaign operations from his county office with a Secret Service server there that he supposedly knew nothing about.
Wait, a Secret Server? I can't
private
believe
emails?
People,
what?
I can't believe people aren't getting really upset about this, especially Republicans. They hate Secret Servers.
They hate all of that stuff.
And Scott Walker just that blithely that I'll bring up again the garage collapse at Donald Street Garage because he ignored safety protocols in the county facilities because he wanted to save money. I mean, it cost a kid his life.
Yeah.
I mean, Scott Walker is just a and Scott Walkerism and Trumpism has taken over the Republican Party in Wisconsin and across the country because they do not care about existing human life.
No, they do not. They only care about the potential for future stuff so that people can keep going and saying, eventually, we're going to get to that freedom area that you keep saying over and over again. But, again, they're cutting corners. And like you said, they cost somebody their life because dude cut corners. And these people cut corners. They don't want regulations. But, again, regulations are what stops, an intersection from being a catastrophe because, I hate waiting at lights, too. Amy calls me Yellow Light Kelly because, like my dad, I have this knack for hitting the yellow lights perfectly. But I'm glad they're there because that means that we don't hit each other on a regular basis unless someone's stupid. But
but that's a perfect tangent, Brian, into where we want to go with our next story. Some information that broke last week, and we didn't really get a chance to touch on it then, but I knew it was a topic that you wanted to talk about. It was a dueling tangent for a handful of the issues that we talked about with labor, these cutting the corners with regulations that can cost safety concerns on the job. And so let's dive into this next story, Brian.
Yeah, so Alec Baldwin killed his cinematographer on set. If you don't know what a cinematographer is, they're basically the interchangeable with director of photography. The idea is they set up the shot for you. So the director says what the action happens. This is basic. Run through, but the director sets up the shot, or the director sets up the action, says what happens, gives the director the actors a little bit of information, tells the cinematographer, hey, I want to pan in this way, I want to come in, sweep in this way, this is how I want it to go, and then the cinematographer figures out how to make that happen, then tells the lighting to go and do this. There's a lot of things involved, and when you got a good one, that person works a lot and gets paid very well. The cinematographer that was killed is a female, which is very rare for that position. So for that, she should be celebrated. Her name's Helena Hutchins. And she's done some amazing work as well. I suggest you look into it. But
I was going to say she was tabbed as a rising star in the movie industry.
Again, you don't get to be in this position and you don't get to be on those sets like that unless you have enough experience and someone trusts you. Because again, you got to remember that these sets, even a low budget film, which is what this I believe was under, or a lower budget film compared, like not every movie gets like millions of dollars thrown at it. Sometimes you have a really strict budget. You got to, right. Especially if you're, you know, up and coming, you still get a smaller budget to work with. Spielberg even has budget limits as well, and he was famous for going over budget, and he was very close to not ever working again because every one of his films went over budget, even if he made back on it. So anyway, these films are moving companies with hundreds of people working for them,
mm-hmm.
at least 4 to 5 different unions having a piece of it as well, generally, even if they do different regulations and stuff. And they also, they basically employ a whole bunch of people, and every single second of every single time that you're shooting is money. Time literally is money. And every single union has different rules as to who can be on set for how long. You have to have people that keep tabs of these things. And you also have different departments for different safety work, things like that. Now, let's also remember that this past week, IATSE, Yahtzee, had threatened to go on strike as well. So there's also that in the background. Also, beforehand, day of, I believe they were having some labor issues as well.
Well, I believe all of the entire camera crew except Helena Hutchins and one other camera crew member walked off the previous day.
Yes.
So there was a very limited crew, and a lot of the crew members outside of just the camera crew were not there present for filming on Thursday when this accident occurred.
Yes. So this situation was basically a rehearsal. Alec Baldwin was he was rehearsing the revolver. It's a Western shoot 'em up type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And the shot that they were doing obviously was he was pointing the gun at the camera, and that's the shot that they were rehearsing. And the gun clearly had a round in it, and it fired. And this wasn't even during a take or anything. They were just setting up the shots.
They weren't filming. They were just walking through it, essentially.
So basically, your crew just walked off. What are you still doing working on the film? Well, you want to make sure that every single moment of every single day you're doing something. Because, again, like I said, time is money. So okay, they walked off the job. We're going to get another crew. We're going to get another thing. We're going to work this out. But as soon as they come back, we need to know exactly what we're doing. So let's go and figure this out. And Alec Baldwin was having problems with his draw. He wanted to get his quick draw down. So he did it, and then he shot her. That's how that went down. Now, how does this happen, Braytel? From what I understand, and again, I have a lot of friends around the industry. From what I understand, again, this is unconfirmed, but this is I feel comfortable enough with this source that I can at least share this type of information. Basically, from what I understand, that gun was used for target practice earlier that morning. And the person in charge of the props was a young, brand new props master and non-union.
So they brought him in potentially to cover some of the maybe union workers that had walked off set.
Yes, and also
safety concerns.
Also, sometimes, and again, you got to get the shot done. I mean, I've been in situations. I was in a freaking water treatment plant at 4 a.m. after bartending the night before, and in Lederhosen waiting to do a shot and laying on the ground taking a nap in a room just to go and get things, just so I can go and get the next shot done.
Yeah.
But you do these things to get the shot done, and everybody there is usually if you got a good set, everybody is there to work on it together. But, man.
I was going to say, if that's confirmed that it was an individual that was improperly handling those props on set, I feel like there's a lot still to come out of this.
I want to go through the protocol as to what actually happens with any stunts on set, and I might even get into that, how I almost killed Bill Macy one time.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll take your calls as well, along with Brian's stories on set. So
and this song is Helena by
My Chemical Romance. So 844-967-2789. We will take your calls as well. But join us for this last segment of Dueling Tangents coming up right after this break.